From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hundreds of Palestinians have been detained since violent protests over Washington's plan to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. VOA's Jesusman Oni reports.
Cell phone footage recorded on December 15th shows 17-year-old Ad Tamimi allegedly assaulting two Israeli soldiers. Monday, a military court ruled that she, along with her mother and cousin, also seen in the video, remain in custody until Thursday. This is the second time her detention has been extended since she was arrested days after the now viral video.
We can see that if the arrest would have been an arrest just for the sake of investigating what the footage shows, then Ad could go home long ago. The behavior of the police and security forces shows that this is a punishment arrest in order to humiliate her and her family.
Tensions have increased in the Palestine territories since U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital on December 6th. Since then, violent confrontations between Palestinians and Israelis have erupted, resulting in 12 deaths and hundreds of Palestinians detained.
The United States has imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program. A Treasury Department statement said that Kim Jong-sik is a key figure in North Korea's ballistic missile development, as well as Ri Pyong-chol. Liberians voted in a runoff election Tuesday to choose the West African country's next president. Former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are competing to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms, which is a maximum allowed under the Constitution. This is VOA News. Three large U.S. cities are suing the Department of Defense for allegedly failing to provide significant numbers of records to the FBI's National Background Check System for gun ownership. New York, San Francisco, and Philadelphia filed the lawsuit after the U.S. Air Force revealed that it failed to report the criminal record of a man who shot and killed 26 people at a Texas church in November. Less than a year into his presidency, Donald Trump has reshuffled the list of priorities on who among the country's refugees, undocumented immigrants, and immigrant hopefuls get to stay in the United States or enter in the first place. Few campaign promises have yet come to fruition, and not without strong opposition and legal challenges. But for the many affected, 2017's decisions and reversals have led to a year of personal upheaval. We have more from Ramon Taylor.
Sanctuary jurisdictions like New York have limited their cooperation with federal immigration authorities because they say they need their resources to fight local crime and not tear communities apart. But the Trump administration has pushed back on that logic.
There's this falsehood that's being pushed out there that sanctuary cities protect immigrant communities. No, they put immigrant communities at risk of more arrests because they're forcing their hand to go into neighborhoods.
In November, a judge blocked threats to strip federal funding from sanctuary jurisdictions, calling them a violation of the Constitution. But as with the travel ban, the court fight isn't over. And Trump's signature promise to build a big, beautiful wall along 1,600 kilometers on the southern border has been reduced to a down payment of 119 kilometers in 2018. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
40 Syrian rebel groups say they will not attend Russian-sponsored peace talks next month in Sochi, saying that it is alarming that Russia is circumventing the UN peace process. The rebels say Russia wants them to give up their demand that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must go. The rebels say that the mediator in peace talks has to be a neutral and honest broker, and they say Russia, as Syria's most powerful ally, is not. India Tuesday accused Pakistan of harassing the family members of convicted Indian spy Sri Kulbhushan Jadhav when they were permitted to visit him a day earlier. Pakistani authorities allowed his wife and mother to visit him Monday, reiterating the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. India's Ministry of External Affairs said that the meeting was held in an atmosphere of coercion. New Delhi also said that his mother was prevented from speaking to her son in her native tongue and that the family was harassed by the media, despite a clear agreement that the press would not be allowed near the family. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.